But it's true, and I go to some other places that really, some places scare me. I went to Houston, Texas. It was terrifying. And I'll tell you why. This is going to sound very naive, but I didn't realize that in 2014, there are still cowboys. I didn't know that was an actual dude you'd run into. Like, to me, that's like going to Philly and expecting Ben Franklin to walk by. And this is Houston, Texas. These cowboys, they're the real deal. They got the boots and the big belt buckles. And when you see someone you've only heard about, you get very excited. I'm walking around Houston going, oh my God, look! Cowboys! Real cowboys, just like in a John Wayne movie. They're wearing the hats and everything. And that must be how Texans feel when they come to New York and they're like, look, Jews! They're wearing the hats and everything. I can't believe it. Incredible. Okay. And I hope we all just laugh for the right reasons at that. Okay. I was just in my second favorite city in the whole United States. Number one, New York. Number two, Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'll tell you why, because in Ann Arbor, Michigan, they have a law. In Ann Arbor, if you get caught smoking marijuana in public, it's a $25 ticket. That's it. I heard that, I went straight to the police department. I said, here's $150. I'm here for the weekend. Every time you catch me, just punch this card. And when it's got 10 holes in it, I get a free ice cream sundae. Now, I believe marijuana should be legal to treat a variety of medical conditions. Like if something's a bummer. Because we know it's not bad for you. We know it's cigarettes that are bad for you. And we can tell the difference. And the difference is, you'll never see an anti-pot smoking commercial with one of those neck hole guys. And you know why? Because his friends would have made a bong out of him. That's why they would have. Putting weed in his ear, lighting his nose on fire. Forget it, they can't pass that up. All right, who put a screen in my mouth? What's going on here? I don't know if that's the correct medical term. Neck hole guy? I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor.